Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. We have very warm conditions across the area for the next couple days that will accelerate the growth rates for the crops in the field. And welcome news. Many areas have been a little bit behind as far as temperatures go. Favorably warmer, drier conditions across the southern and western portion of the Corn Belt. There will be still some cool conditions up across the northern sections of the Corn Belt with some showery weather stretching across the eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, even areas to the south of there in Nebraska, seeing some rain right now. And it does look like that we will continue to see some scattered showers and thunderstorms across the region over the next couple days. Looks like Friday will be the best chance to see heavy rainfall with some severe storms possible across the upper Midwest. That as a warm front overtakes the area for the next couple days and a cold front tries to dive down and bring cooler conditions back into play for at least the northern half of the Corn Belt. Southern sections probably staying close to seasonal average for this time of year, and indications are for at least a little bit of a warm-up again next week. In the south, hot, dry weather will be prevailing in most areas. Cool conditions in the southern portion of the mid-Atlantic states. And again, looking at the radar right now and satellite showing a lot of cloud cover and rain stretching across portions of North Carolina and through Virginia with some severe weather earlier today in western North Carolina. And that's an arc of precipitation that stretches from Michigan, areas just north of Detroit, picking up the heaviest rainfall right now. That slides to the south and east of the mid-Atlantic states, and then again wrapping up with some scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms in eastern Tennessee and northern portions of South Carolina. Out in the plains, there's a chance of some severe thunderstorms today with some locally heavy rainfall. Not enough if you're in Texas. They are in a very bad drought situation for much of Texas. Many locations not picking up any rainfall at all so far for the month. So they need some rain there. There is a flooding situation that will continue across Missouri and through portions of southwestern Illinois and along the Illinois and Mississippi rivers. And also in the eastern Dakotas, flooding will continue for some time to come. Other areas that need rain, well, there's a pocket in the eastern Corn Belt that has been exceptionally dry. Generally in eastern Ohio, they're looking at very, very dry conditions there. That spreads through at least central Ohio, where they have a deficit of rainfall for the last few weeks. And then you transition into Indiana, where much of the state is pretty much on target as far as moisture. Some locations a little moist central and west central. And then Illinois, obviously many locations with a little bit of an abundant moisture situation there. But the real areas that have been too wet lately are to the west of us across Missouri. In the western states, persistently cool weather continues for the next couple days. It will start to break down, but below normal temperatures will hang around in most areas except for Northern California and the Pacific Northwest. And unusually wet conditions will linger across the northern Rockies and into the Intermountain West. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.